This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you guys see this video of the cop punching this girl, this 14-year-old girl? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. If you just look at that video, it looks like, what's he doing? You know, he's punching her, but he's not punching her hard. He's punching her deliberately in a particular area. And let me play the clip because they sort of frame it out. If you haven't seen it, it's worth taking a look at. Because I'll tell you, on the surface, you just go, what's this cop doing? It's not right to do that. But I want you to understand, since we're on radio, the girl's got her arm underneath her, and she's got her fist clenched. Another cop is on her, a female cop, and the male cop is just kind of this deliberate punch. And that punch is meant to release, for her to release her arm. They don't know what she's got in her arm. So, but I want you to hear the audio, and I want you to hear her mother. And then let's discuss it for a little bit.
Tonight, this cell phone video showing a Florida police officer repeatedly punching a 14-year-old girl on her side is going viral. The teenage girl's mom is furious, saying her daughter was pinned on the ground with her arms underneath her while the officer struck her. The girl was then taken away in a police vehicle.
Oh my God, I was furious. What he did was not justified at all. He totally was wrong.
According to authorities, officers were called to the Coral Square Mall Thursday about a group of unruly teens, issued a trespass warning barring the teens from the mall, but they returned. Then officers say the 14-year-old girl began acting aggressively and resisting arrest and wouldn't release her clenched fists. They say the officer's actions were within policy, legal, and not excessive.
What you see on video is the officer delivering some strikes, distraction strikes, to an area where she has her hands concealed underneath her. The officers don't know what she may have in her possession. That's a concern.
But the girl's mom says the officer involved should be fired.
He went totally overboard because she wasn't resisting. They want to make us accountable for our actions. They need to be accountable for their actions.
And Tom, that girl's mom isn't alone in wanting accountability. Now a Florida state representative is calling for police to release the body cam footage of the incident, but so far no word on whether they will.
I love when the news comes on. Now other people want accountability. A Florida state rep. Let me tell you what that means. A black Florida state rep sees this video, says, oh, it's a black girl? Oh, let's get in on this. There's money to be made. There's sensationalism to happen. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Now, before you get too hot and heavy over me, Kevin, he was hitting that girl. Yeah, he certainly was. Here's what's funny to me. You hear 14-year-old girls getting hit. You're like, whoa, 14-year-old girls getting hit? That's a 14-year-old menace to society. You call it whatever you want. I get it. Fox News doesn't like when Kevin Jackson tells the truth. Well, screw Fox News. That was a miscreant. She was raising heck. Her and her friends are bullying people at the mall. These are girls headed to prison. The mom, that cop, how dare he? How dare he what? Parent your kid? That's what's happening. That cop is having to do the job that mom, who is a, you can tell she's a half black, half white chick, who's, let me tell you what I know, who's raised by her mother, and her mother's daddy, her boyfriend, baby daddy, her daddy, that lady's daddy, left her to be raised by a single white mother, probably around black folks. She marries or gets with some black dude, has this kid, he goes away, her child is a miscreant, she was a promiscuous young teen by virtue of the mother that raised her, and this is the cycle we have, and now they want the cops to deal with the outcome. What happened? You think the cops showed up and said, oh, there's a little black girl for me to go punch? What does she have in her hand? Probably drugs. Who knows? Maybe a weapon. Who knows? Money she stole from somebody? I don't know. But here's what I do know. You don't get a fraction of the story at the onset. And when they do want to let you know the truth, that she had a knife, she had stolen property, she was fighting with the cops with the cop cam, because they allude that the cops don't want to show you the cop cam. Yeah, because the cops, you know, they got something to hide. The mall calls and says, we want these girls kicked out. They kicked them out. They return because those girls have said, we don't need to listen to authority. The cops show up. And, of course, they were very nice and said, yes, police officers, we didn't realize that we were kicked out for a long time. We thought maybe we were just being kicked out for a few minutes. We promised to be better and all this. Yeah, because that's the way it happens. Yeah, let's just immediately go blame these police officers. He knows that there are cameras filming him all over the place. And he's going, okay, film away. Let me just beat this girl down. This guy was not, I mean, I'm not going to tell you he wasn't, you know, he was definitely getting her attention with the punches. But if you think that was as hard as he could punch, it's crazy. You know nothing about police procedure. See, what we call it in the martial arts is a love tap. Something to wake your butt up to the understanding that you might not win the fight. That, you know, things are going to happen. In his case, he's hitting a different area to see if she'll loosen her hand. I've done it. When you grapple without gloves on, you can use your knuckles to hit pressure points that will make a person loosen an area, loosen their grip. You can hit a person right in that tickle spot at the ribs. You get your knuckles in there, their body flinches. They'll loosen a grip. It gives you just enough time to get separation where you can then get them in some sort of a hold themselves. That's what that's about. But that doesn't matter? No, because you know what? The color fits. If that was a white girl, I'm telling you, would there be outrage? There'd be some, and I would be telling you the same thing. Now, I saw it, and I went, you know, on the surface, I get why people are going to be upset. Oh, man, you can't be doing that to kids. I get why people say that. But the bigger picture is, how did that girl become such a miscreant? Why is the mom suddenly now going, they shouldn't have done that to my daughter? Now her daughter means something to her. But let me tell you, that daughter is running her mother. That 14-year-old girl is making that woman. She looked like she's 30. I mean, honestly, she looks like they could be sisters. She's making her mother's life miserable. She doesn't pay attention to her mom. She doesn't care. Her father doesn't care about her. That girl is headed for prison or she's headed to die, one or the other. And she better be glad that something like this has occurred. But now the mom is the victim. The girl is the victim. They're going to take a miscreant and try to make her into a social justice icon over this incident. Just think, step back and think for a second. How did they get there? The cop didn't just show up to beat this girl up. You think that this is a good girl that you want to have around your kids at school or whatever? The answer is, of course not. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I love doing this show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a ton to talk about today. There's an invasion happening. It's creeping up on us. We'll talk about that. An invasion of America. And leftists want this invasion. They're calling it a caravan, like it's some sort of minivan. It's not a caravan, it's an invasion. You know, we'll touch on that a little later. What else we got going on here? Oh, the racist airline rant. Did you guys hear about this? Yeah, a white guy. I don't even know the details. I don't have do we have any sound bites on it? No? Okay. Well, I saw just a piece of it, and all you see is a guy looking at this black woman. There's a man on a window seat, nobody in the middle, and a black woman on the aisle, and you just see him talking to her, and she's like talking back at him like they're mad at each other. You don't know what went down. You don't know whether, you know, she made a comment to him. I'm just saying. I'm not here to defend or protect anybody. I'm telling you, we don't know. Did she sit down and say, oh, heck no, I don't want to sit next to no cracker? You know? and then he comes back with his racist rant? Or did she sit down and he go, I'm not sitting next to a black person? I haven't seen that type of behavior in forever. I haven't. I mean, the closest I came to anything to that was some people got on the plane. I'm going to tell you right now, they were Indian. Not American Indian, dot Indian, as they say. And they were so stinky. Well, one of them was anyway. He was so funky. It was like, oh, heck to the no. I called the flight. I mean, this flight was packed. And it's the row of seats, the seats in front of me. And in fact, I was flying with some of my family. And it was like, no way. It wasn't like a little annoying, like a little body odor that, you know, your friend will get or something every now and then. Somebody says, oh, you know, you say, hey, man, come on. I'm going to swing by your house and pick you up. You pick him up. He's got a little body odor because he hadn't taken a shower that day. It wasn't like that. This was like 30 days of funk. And I mean, wrapped around smoking weed or something. I mean, it was crazy bad. And people were reacting where I could see them come because I'm like two-thirds back of the plane. People were reacting like, oof, 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 oof. And I could smell it before they even got there. It was like, oh, and then he had the nerve to put a bag up into the overhead. Oh, as Richard Pryor said in his one of his the comedy albums, the funk rushed out. It hit you right in your chest. I can honestly tell you, I've been funky myself. I smell some funky people. I have never been in an environment where somebody knowingly in an enclosed environment. I walked by a dude in D.C. once. He was that funky. A brother. I was like, dude, seriously? I could smell him. He was 20 feet away and the wind was coming my way. And I went, oh, no, is this you? He walked by me and it was 10 times worse. And I was thinking to myself, man, is there a shower in your future? These people, it was that confined, if you can imagine. I told the flight attendant, I said, look, if you don't reseat us, I'm raising hell. There's no way you could be comfortable in that with those people there. There's just flatly no way. And so, anyway, they reseated us. I mean, I had my shirt sleeve, you know, like over my face so I could breathe in. And you could, when I tell you it was still burning my nose hairs, I'm not even joking. Anyway, so I don't know what the deal was. This guy's going all racist on people. And they're mad at Ryanair. I don't even know where Ryanair is, but they're mad at him because they didn't address it correctly. Maybe they didn't. Anyway, we'll try to find out more about the subject and get back with you folks. Because I'm telling you right now, I've never seen racism the way they described on this guy, where a guy's like, oh, I'm not sitting next to her. I mean, if you fly on a public plane, it's all bets are off, especially like a Southwest. Even quite frankly, in a place where you pick your seat, you don't know who you're going to sit next to. I mean, for all intents and purposes, I'd love to see a little thing on the monitor when you pick your seat, it says skinny person, because I don't like when people are like bleeding over into my seat area. That's what happens with big folks. I had a boss, his name was Alex. Alex used to have to get one of those extenders to button his seatbelt. That's how big he was. But, I mean, you could not get around him. When he sat down, there was no, you couldn't be to put a piece of paper between the magazine thing and his gut. You know what I'm saying? There's no way out except a wrap for him to get up and you to get around his gut. Forget having stuff in the floor, in the aisle, you know, not under your seat. What does it matter? You couldn't get past Alex's gut. But then what was worse is he was big. He had to, like, take up all that space next, you know, around him. He was a big old circular dude, right? So he was going to be pressing against your shoulder blade both sides. And so the airline, some of them said, no, guys like him have to pay for two seats. I'm not mad at him. I'm not a big dude. And, you know, I got my little space here. I'm not going to encroach. But, phew. So anyway, if they said, Kevin, you could sit next to a Klansman or a big dude, I'd say, I'll sit next to the Klansman. I got no problem. I don't have to talk to you. You don't have to talk to me. I've sat next to people that chat you up. They, hey, how's it going? You know, where are you from? You're going home, man. I've sat with people that you can tell they don't want to talk. They're tired. I've sat with some of them that I just think they may not have liked me for whatever reason. I have flown enough to know, you know, how to judge it and just leave it alone. I leave it alone. So I don't know what the deal is here, but we'll find out and we'll try to let you know. Hey, let me ask you. Would you sail on the Titanic? If I'm not talking about the one that sank. They got a Titanic 2 that's going to roll out. It's going to make its two-week maiden voyage in 2022. Construction of the replica. Yeah, they call it, it's a $500 million project. They had a financial dispute that held it up. It's going to feature the same cabin layout as the original. It's going to sail from Dubai to Southampton, England, then on to New York, tracing the North Atlantic route from its doomed namesake, which sunk on April the 12th of 1912, less than 3 hours after sideswiping an iceberg. The new ship's going to carry almost the same amount of passengers, 2,400. The crew is 900. But it will have a modern navigation system, safety technology, and plenty of lifeboats. Plenty of lifeboats. That's funny. So, would you do, I don't know that, I mean, that's still scary to me because, you know, the Titanic sunk. I get it. But it's almost like, you know, it's destined to repeat itself. I'm not, by the way, I'm not trying to jinx it in any way. I'm just saying it would still, I would be a little shaky on it. Even though when I saw the movie, I was like, this place is nice. I wouldn't want to fly and steer or sail in steerage. But where the, you know, the bourgeois were, the Heart Society, yeah, I would definitely go see that stuff. And I think there's a fascination with saying, yeah, I was on the new version of the Titanic in 2022. That's kind of a cool thing to be able to say. It's only in 4 years. I'll still be alive more than likely. Yeah, but would you do it? I'm just curious. Send me a note. I'd like to know who would sail the Titanic. Would you be a little fearful? Am I wrong to think the way I'm thinking?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, suspicious packages addressed to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were intercepted by Secret Service
also CNN headquarters in New York, and the Florida office for former DNC chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz were evacuated after packages were found there as well. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has a message for New Yorkers.
I want to let all New Yorkers know you can go about your daily routine knowing the NYPD and all these other agencies are here to protect you. It's important to note that this is an ongoing investigation. As we have more information, we will provide it.
Vice President Mike Pence had a message for the person responsible for the packages.
Those responsible will be brought to justice.
Volunteers in Barron, Wisconsin are continuing to search for 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who went missing 8 days ago, the same day her parents were found shot to death in their home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are really fun to watch. And we played a clip of Kyrsten Sinema running for Senate in Arizona, and she essentially, she talks smack about Arizona. Let's play it again because it's going to fit into what we're talking about with Cory Booker.
Arizona is the state of the five C's. But I would add a sixth C. It's called crazy. And I want to talk to you about some of the things that I think that you can do to stop your state from becoming Arizona.
And my state, Arizona, is clearly the meth lab of democracy.
People would watch what was happening in Arizona and be like, damn, these people are crazy. And I want to talk to you about some of the things that I think that you can do to stop your state from becoming Arizona.
Now, see, there's a way to be self-deprecating, about your state, saying, look, my state has been under the wrong leadership, whatever, without it sounding like you're attacking the body politic, if you will, the very people that make it up. And this is a woman that wants to be the next senator representing the state. She's not going to make it. She's now imploding under her own weight. And President Trump came in last week. The campaign from McSally, and I'm telling you, that is the endorsement of Trump is like the Midas touch. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here, listening to KJRadio.com. And the reason why I play that is I want you to understand how the left views what's happening in this country. They can't see the good that's happening in America as good for America. Arizona is booming. The number of people, I heard, no exaggeration, that there are 10,000 people a week moving into Arizona. If you drive around the state, you see nothing but booms. A boom is what they use in building. It's these big cranes that you can see they've got. They're the way that they get product up to, build these big skyscrapers and things like that. You see them all over the place. It's literally booming. I don't know if that's how the word came to be, but it is literally booming in this state. And, I'm going to tell you, it's on the precipice because they're dealing with illegal immigrations and all these other issues that a lot of the other states don't have to deal with. So they got a heavy influx of illegals, and the politics can change on a dime. A lot of the Californians are moving here. So you got to be careful. Same's going on with Texas. New Mexico is a wasteland for much of the same reason. It is a meth haven. I had some friends that do business there, and they said, I mean, he drives from Phoenix to New Mexico once a week. Family's here in Phoenix. I said, why didn't you guys just relocate to? He goes, I wouldn't live in New Mexico. He goes, he's got one of these travel trailers. He parks it, you know, unlocks it, you know, unhitches it, comes back home, you know, during the week, and drives back every week. He either drives or flies. And he says, I couldn't have my family live here because it's a wasteland. But that's what leftism creates. But cinema and people like her, they are the people that create these wastelands. Think about any city. Think about the level of crime, the level of corruption, the level of poverty, the worst schools, you name it. And what comes to mind? The city. And they've destroyed that. And then eventually the cancer takes over the state and it crushes the economy. And they go, look at what we've done over here. Anywhere you bring capitalists and people that have these great ideas, you will thrive. It's that simple. But anyway, that's just cinema. Now I want to play the Cory Booker, where he's talking to a group of people, and he says, we're being out-Americaned.
Every country we are competing with is driving down the cost of college. Germany costs between 0 and 4% of median income to go to college. Canada, I can't stand how they're out-Americaning us in Canada. Trudeau, give me a break. Costs about 6 to 7% of median income to go to college. What does it cost in America? 52% of median income. And why are other nations out-Americaning us? Why are they out-investing in infrastructure that we move the way we used to? Why are they out-investing in research and development the way we used to? Why are they out-investing in education the way we used to? Why are they doing universal preschool and we're not? Why are they doing paid family leave and we're not? Why? Because this is what builds a great economy for everybody. They're trying to beat us to the future when we used to lead in America. And who are we going to rely on to make a difference? Who's going to make the change? Well, I'll tell you what. Jamie said it. Using King's words, I'll say it very simply. The opposite of justice is not injustice. It's apathy. It's indifference. It's inaction.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Cory Booker's unhinged. He's unhinged. I mean, his ideas as well. It's funny how they don't even understand what they're talking about. He's talking about his own people. So he says, why is it education in Germany and in Canada is X percentage of your median income? And it's 52% here. Well, I would ask that question. Why is the cost of education so high? Well, let me give you the answer. It's because of all these pretentious PhDs, all these professors who teach nothing. They look at the education system where teachers get tenure. I'm talking about regular teachers are getting tenure in 2 years, so they don't have to teach anything. They don't have to be good at it. It's an education system that's archaic. Who owns it? Do the conservatives own the education system? It's a government-owned education system that runs like a leftist organization. There's no incentive to be better, to do better. There's no outcome base in terms of the teachers or the students. We know that education is subpar, and yet we're spending 52% of our median income to send them where? To the next crappy version of it. That's what we do. Then you get to college, and if you're a minority kid, they're not going to put you in a STEM class or in business classes because they hate capitalists. They hate doers, so they put you in social justice crap. So you get out with a degree that means nothing, and all you are is a militant. It's a system that's set up for failure, and it's a system that they built. The unions own it. The unions have proudly proclaimed, we don't care about the students. We care about the teachers. So he's criticizing his own, you know, when they talk about institutional racism and institutional, you know, bad things for minorities, he's criticizing his own institution. And he talks about infrastructure, R&D. You don't get R&D if companies aren't making money. If companies aren't making money, they're going to go do their R&D in a place where they can sell their products. The reason why he's going to get R&D now, and by the way, Dow Chemical said they were going to build an R&D facility on the election of Donald Trump. They said they would build an R&D facility. Many other companies said, we will reinvest now in America in R&D, and they're building facilities in R&D. What he's talking about is what Cory Booker's talking about is something that Barack Obama and the left could not create. He's talking about universal preschool. Okay. What is that? More education, more indoctrination. Paid family leave, that's what's going to build this economy? No. Paid family leave is not an entitlement, it is an incentive. But he makes it sound like, no, that's what we should be doing. These are people, folks, that look at America, they gauge it on all of the failed ideas of other countries. He wants to talk about universal education. Talk about it all you want. It doesn't matter if everybody gets a community college education. The education that matters is the one that is targeted for what you want to be. And we have to revamp this education system because it is a complete and utter failure. All the things that these people talk about, it's frustrating to me because I'm a pragmatist and I come from both of those worlds. I'm an academic and I'm a scientist. And I understand what we're missing. And I hear guys like him who denigrate our country and pretend that, you know, we used to be the leaders in this. We used to be the leaders in that. Everything that he's talking about that we used to be the leaders in have been completely torpedoed by the very policies that he wants to implement. And he's too stupid to see it. Now, look, it's okay. This is a guy that wants to be president. He's in Iowa giving a talk and trying to sound presidential when he's just angry black man, stupid angry black man. He's talking about ideas. Donald Trump, I hope it's Cory Booker. I hope he gets the nomination. I hope in some way Donald Trump gets to set him right, gets to put him in his place. Because Cory Booker has all the pedigree to make you believe that he's a smart guy. But then you go, okay, well, if you're smart, why didn't you start questioning some of these lame brain ideas? I think the guy went to Stanford or Yale. He went to some very prestigious schools. On paper, he appears to be smart. Why can't you figure things out if you're that smart? Kyrsten Sinema doesn't like her state. Cory Booker believes America is being out-Americanized. America's not being out-Americanized. Now, if anybody's proven that, Donald Trump's proven it, that he can say, look at what Trudeau is doing. Look at what these people are doing. We have everything that the world, name me whatever. Oh, they got universal health. You've got universal health insurance. You've got universal education, etc. Question is, do you want the best?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is no caravan the way they want to depict it on the left. These migrants coming from Central America. It started out, it was just Hondurans. Now it's Hondurans and Guatemalans. Now it's Hondurans and Guatemalans and El Salvadorans and soon to be Mexicans. But blended in there, going to be some terrorists, some drug traffickers, some human traffickers, and a host of other people. But here's what I will tell you. The latest, what I've seen on this, means Donald Trump's going to get his wall. This is the plan that backfired for Democrats. Let me tell you, the United States government has figured out how to deal with Democrats. And what it is Donald Trump is saying, I'm not going to capitulate. The people are going to see this for what it is. This is not humanitarian. This is an invasion. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. In the old days, Obama would have decried the Hondurans and other Central Americans participating in this farce. He, you know, this is not the way to enter our country. But then he'd allow them to come in, and he would have said something like, look, we are not going to make a habit of this. This is going to be the last time until the next time. And that's essentially where we are. We've had invasion after invasion after invasion. Nobody's ever cared until now. I don't know who set this up. Big miscalculation. I'm going to say it until Donald Trump does what he supposedly did. He's deploying the military. And I hope it is lined with hundreds of thousands of people who are, and I hope they've got tent cities set up that say, here's where you're going to be. You're going to be in a holding cell until we ship you back home. And I don't care what it costs. And then what the left also did was they opened the door for Donald Trump to say, you want to invade our country? We just cut off your aid. So El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, whatever, your aid is gone. You want to, if you think you're going to invade our country, you have another thing coming. Donald Trump is serious about the border, and the Democrats are playing right into his hands. They want to force it. They think this is going to be the issue that makes them win the midterms. Quite the opposite. Daily Caller talked about it, you know, saying that the president has issued a national emergency. Military forces are eventually going to be deployed and activated for placement along the border. They're going to help the Border Patrol folks. Donald Trump has said, look, I know you are overtaxed, but when there's going to be a show of force with armed military personnel all up and down that border, I'm talking about whatever, thousands of miles, and we deploy, and he's got plenty of time to get it set up lasers, and so we can see who's tracking. I mean, I don't even care. Keep them on that side of the border. Make them Mexico's problem. You're not getting through here. I want the strictest of interdiction. How do you feel? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Not a caravan, folks. This is an invasion. These are not asylum seekers. These are people that want to test the resolve of the Trump administration, ergo, test the resolve of you, the American taxpaying citizen. They want to undermine this administration, and they think because somebody on the left, probably using our tax dollars, are the people who got them going, who paid them. We showed videos. They were paying women and children. And here's what they're going to do. They're going to bring them up to the front of the line. Joe Biden's already talked about it. How can they dare separate the women and the children? The same way we're going to do. We're going to separate everybody and find the guy with the football. This is an out and out. I'm going to keep using that word. It's an invasion. It is a test of our resolve as Americans. They're going to get to the border. They're going to raise, holy heck, and I want the military. What the Democrats think is a show of force by the military is going to dissuade Americans. We're going to suddenly go, oh my gosh, you know, it's terrible to be this way, whatever, whatever. No, we're not. It's going to be a bunch of young guys, young dudes who think they can push their way into America. They're going to get their heads cracked, and America's going to go, yeah, because this is a war. And Donald Trump is effectively declared it as a war. See, I depict that this is a hurricane. It's one thing when a tornado spur, you know, kicks up at the spur of the moment, or a sinkhole just gobbles everybody up. A hurricane, you got a lot of time to prepare. So I want you to imagine when all these people that are trekking across this, you know, whatever, thousands of miles, and they get to the border, and suddenly there was a handful of people that they expected from Border Patrol, and now suddenly there are thousands of people lining that border up that have some pretty serious weaponry, and they're ready for you. What do you think's going to happen then? Go for it, guys. This is a civilian army being paid for by leftists. I don't even care. Is it George Soros? Is it Hillary Clinton? Is it Chuck Schumer? Does it really matter? I don't care who it is. The United States has to say, this is our border. You will not violate it. Let me ask you this question. What happens if these people did this in North Korea? Yeah, think about that. You think Kim Jong-un was going to worry about what the world, I don't know what I can do. No, he's going to say, arrest them all. And by the way, nobody's ever going to be going over to North Korea in mass to do this, because they'll starve to death just like the North Koreans. They want to come here because they want to get our stuff, and the left should be ashamed of themselves. And I think when you watch Donald Trump, he goes, they own this. This is, watch, you're going to start hearing him use the word invasion. This is not a caravan. This is an invasion brought on by leftists who want to see these people come into our country uninterrupted, no problems at all. They want this to occur. You think that the same people of this country are going to do this? Let me ask you, what do you think would happen if you took a fraction of these people and you let them invade the gated communities where all of these leftist congressmen and senators live? What do you think would happen then? What do you think if we let all these Guatemalans and Hondurans or whatever go into Beverly Hills and invade all those gated homes? What do you think would happen? Do you think they would be nearly let them in. The Holly weirdos would be livid. They would be, who did this? I can't believe that these people are taking a squat on my manicured lawn. It's going to make Pablo have to clean up even more. And what about them in my pool? Now Raul is going to have a tougher job. That's what they would be livid, man. They would be so mad at you. But because it isn't going to impact them, hey, let them in. Let them go live with those black people and let them go to those black schools and let them go dumb down black people and take away the rights of poor folks in America and start getting some of their money. That's what the left is about. They don't have to care. So what is an invasion? That invasion doesn't impact them one bit, not an iota. These bourgeois cocktail sipping leftists that go to their cocktail parties and go, oh, yes, we really care about this and that and the other. Let me tell you something. Honduras, I don't know how bad it is there, but it ain't as bad as Darfur. It ain't as bad as the Congo, where people are getting killed daily over stuff. It's not that bad. You aren't going to see people holding up signs, Darfur, Honduras. I dare you. Take a look at the picture of these people and tell me you really care. These are people wearing logoed American shirts. I mean, for all intents and purposes, this could be a bunch of college students from Southern California shipped over and coming up, walking up, that they've paid. Because don't be shocked when they get to the border and they're breaking out Apple iPads and iPhones and doing their own social media and interviewing in very good English and explaining the situation. These people are amazing. They need to be stopped. And they are messing with the wrong dude. Trump just got his wall built. If this wall were up, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. There's a small amount of Border Patrol people could handle, because the wall he's talking about doing, you can't climb it. You certainly aren't going to be walking across Mexico and think you're going to get over the wall. And invoking the military shows the danger that's involved in this. See, we know they got bad people in the mix. And Donald Trump's going to find them. He's going to highlight them. The left think they're going to get women up to the border and they're going to have all these crying stories about babies separated from their mom. Donald Trump's going to be, hey, we've got three new Al-Qaeda people. We caught some ISIS folks. We found explosives. We got this. And he's going to highlight these stories. He'll be tweeting about it. And this is going to backfire miraculously and marvelously on the left. I can't wait.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.